just kind of think what your, what they told you upon leaving and what your thoughts are about this summer.
I haven't talked to coach yet, talking after this, but been opting to get picked up earlier in the season, I was kind of iffy about what the summer would hold, but now, after playing and when I did play, I feel like I played really well, so I feel great about it.
You have a skill set that you can take around with you to maybe if you don't come back. Have you thought about if this has been your last game as an Atlanta Hawk?
I thought about it after the game. I don't know. You never know in this league, man. So I'm just going to see what the summer holds. Hope I can come back. If not, move on somewhere else.
Are there things about your game that you want to get better at during the offseason? Are there areas that you thought, hey, I need to do this?
It was really tough for me being behind the best shooter in the world, in my opinion, for 3 years. and then with me being hurt, you know, kind of a setback. Probably I came back really strong, but you know, also being behind three great defenders at the same time was tough too. So just in a tough spot. I can always get better at everything, even shooting, defense, maybe getting a little stronger. It was everything.
What are you going to remember most about this season, you know, now that it's over?
Incredible run, man. Had so many good things, you know, look back at. You know, we didn't end the way we wanted to, but personally, I've learned so much just from Coach and Kyle and just everybody. We persevered through a lot, and it was great.
Kyle did say that earlier this year, he just remarked about how professional you have been through it all. But how difficult was it?
Extremely difficult. Just knowing every game is you don't know if you're going to play or not. You know, mentally, that's a lot on you. You have to be ready at all times. But you know, the coach did a great job. I watched him all the time. I studied Kyle every day, practice or game. And when I got out there, I tried to just mimic what he did. So the best I could.
Were there guys you leaned on during that?
Family, of course. Teammates. EB was my OG. He was a little big for me. Kind of in the same boat. So we talked to him a lot. But just everybody. Everybody had great words to say to me. Coaching staff was very supportive. It was good fun.
Did you learn anything from Kyle's routine or you know, something over the years that you know, may help you with if you come back or if you go somewhere else?
All from Kyle was less is more. You know, as a young guy, you always want to, especially the shooter, you want to shoot 1,000 shots a day. Kyle doesn't do that. Probably did when he was younger, but now he's learned his body to, you know, shoot 20 shots but go game speed every shot. You know, that's way better than shooting 100, just kind of messing around. So just being smart with my time and working smarter rather than harder.